This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We've been reading through the book of Romans, and we come today to the middle of Romans chapter 15. Paul's been talking about how we need to not get all hung up about judging other people's actions, whether they're doing this or shouldn't do that, but rather to recognize that God has accepted them if they're in God's family, and we need to accept them too. And we need to be focused with everybody around us. He calls them our neighbors. Anybody around us in life. We need to be thinking about how we can be an encouragement to them. How we can show love to them. How we can bless them. As you go into this day, I wonder who there is that you could bless today. Do something little and special for. To let them know that you love them. Paul says, and concerning you, my brothers, talking about the Romans who he's writing to, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to admonish one another. Paul's being encouraging to them. But I've written very boldly to you on some points, so as to remind you again, because of the grace that was given me from God. Isn't it true that we need to be reminded of things we already know, the great principles of life about being loving and trusting God, loving God, allowing Jesus to live his life in us, putting God first. We know those things, but we need to be reminded of them. And that's what Paul says he's been doing. Because of the grace that was given me from God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest the gospel of God, this good news of God, that my offering of the Gentiles might become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. God had commissioned the Apostle Paul to take the message of what Jesus has done for us beyond just the Jewish world where those events happened of Jesus' death and resurrection, and to share it across the Roman Empire. Therefore, in Christ Jesus, I have found reason for boasting in things pertaining to God. For I will not presume to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed. And Paul says, when God works through you, don't suddenly get all puffed up and say, whoa, look at what I've done. No, always point people back to what God has done through you. It's God. Let him get the praise and the glory for what he has done. He says, in the power of signs and wonders, in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and round about as far as Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of God. And thus I aspired to preach the gospel not where Christ was already named, that I might not build upon another man's foundation, but as it is written, they who had no news of him shall see, and they who have not heard shall understand. For this reason, I've often been hindered from coming to you. But now, with no further place for me in these regions, and since I have had for many years a longing to come to you in Rome, whenever I go to Spain, for I hope to see you in passing and be helped on my way there to Spain by you, when I have first enjoyed your company for a while. But now I'm going to Jerusalem, serving the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem. Yes, they were pleased to do so, and they are indebted to them. So Paul says, I have this burden to share Jesus Christ with people who haven't heard of him before. Not just to go to people who have already heard of him and build them up. That's a great ministry, but I want to take the gospel to people who really need to hear it. What about in your life today? Is there someone who really needs to hear about the love of God through you? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.